I was at some work party in a restaurant I didn't know. I wandered around a little aimlessly for a bit. I felt a little like I stood out, like I looked like I didn't belong. I spotted you sitting at the bar. Something compelled me to approach you. I like your dress. You smiled and looked down. You met my eyes and smirked. I got here a little late and I'm just kind of getting my bearings in here, but you seemed, I don't know, approachable. Are you here with someone, or did you come by yourself? You said it was a work party, so yeah, you were here with everyone from work. No, yeah, of course, me too. I'm just nervous. Listen, I saw you over here and something told me that I should talk to you. Do you want to dance, maybe, with me? I really love this song. I took your hand as you stood up from the bar stool. You moved with this confidence and grace. Yeah, there was definitely something about you. I'll confess that I'm not a great dancer, but I still really like to do it. What? No, you definitely know how to move. You kind of look great when you do it, too. Sorry, I don't mean to stare. Hey, can we find a quiet place to talk? Just for a sec? Just for a sec. You took my hand and you led me to the back of the bar. Is this booth okay? Cool. You sat down. There was a lot that I wanted to say, but I wasn't really sure where to start. So this is going to sound like a strange question. But who are you? No, I don't mean in relation to the job or work. I mean, like, who are you? Like, why am I feeling so compelled to talk to you? You asked if I was in the wrong place. You said you realized that you'd never seen me at work before. Listen, please, just can you answer my question? Like, who are you? Shit, I am sorry. I am not trying to weird you out. Listen, I gotta tell you something. I am not totally sure how I got here. I get these gaps in my continuum sometimes. And that sounds completely ridiculous and like I am crazy. Anyways, I will end up in these places or situations where I am supposed to do something, and I am not always sure what. But this time, it was pretty clear to me that I was supposed to talk to you. I know how it sounds. I'm supposed to talk to you, I'm just not sure why yet. Okay, it all comes back to this. I have been talking to this. Several armed men in tactical gear walked through the front door. They were scanning the crowd. Fuck, 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 fuck. Look at me. Those men are here for me. And if I am meant to be talking to you, then they are here for you too. We need to get the fuck out of here right now. More men entered from the door behind the bar. No, of course it's not a fucking joke. Look. Okay, I know you have no idea who I am, and it seems like I am just this absolutely fucking crazy person, but I am asking you to please, please trust me right now. I promise you that I will not hurt you, but we need to find a back way out of here. Do you know your way around the area? Okay, go. Move quickly, but stay low, and don't run. We climbed out of the booth, turned the corner, and moved into the kitchen just as the men entered the main room of the bar. I was pretty sure they didn't see us. Come on. This way. Stop. Shh. Duck. Okay, this way. Come on. If we can get to the street, I might be able to tell where we are. We've got a few safe spots around the city. If we can get to one, we might be okay. Go. This way. Come on. Okay, I know this street. Momsen Street. Yeah, okay, we are not far from where I started this time, so this way. Come on, over here. I took your hand and we headed down the street. Okay, I know that you have a lot of questions right now, but the first thing that we need to do is just get to safety. And once we do that, I will tell you anything and everything you want to know. Everything, I promise. Just keep moving, please. No, no, no. Hey, don't look back. Don't look back. We're not being followed. I can feel it. I'm not going to explain how out here, okay? Just trust me, please. We arrived at a tall brick building sandwiched between two businesses, a butcher and a bookstore. We went up the concrete steps and I unlocked the door, glancing over my shoulder. Okay, come on, quick, inside, please. Oh, fuck. Okay. God damn it. I am sorry that you have been swept up in this. I'm really glad that I found you before they did, though. Okay, you have questions. I understand. And I promised that you would get answers. And you will. You will get them. I promise. Just come with me. I think it's better if I show you instead of just try to explain it. So just follow me, please. I led you downstairs to a small storage room with concrete walls and a single light bulb hanging from the ceiling. Okay, so I am going to explain a lot of things, and when I do, I just need you to keep an open mind. Can you do that? Fuck, okay. So for about a year now, I've been able to do things that seemingly can't be explained. I mean, there is an explanation, but from an outsider's perspective, they seem kind of impossible. I'm sorry. Just let me show you. Okay, you see that light bulb there? You watched the light bulb. Then it grew brighter and brighter, growing hotter and hotter, before finally exploding and showering down sparks all around us. You asked what the fuck was going on, and if I did that with my mind... So, kind of. Listen, it's a little hard to explain, but I will try my best. I have been in contact with an entity, I guess. I've named it Breach. And Breach has been with me for about a year now. I'm not sure why he chose me, but he wanted me to find you too. And so I think he must have chosen you too. There must be something about you, and it's kind of why I asked you who you were before. And I'm going to ask that again. Who are you? You said you didn't know, that you weren't anyone special. Yeah, okay. And that's exactly how I saw myself a year ago. But unfortunately, that is just not the case anymore. Breach has never been wrong before. And how I know that is kind of difficult to explain, and it's really just easier if I can show you. Like, if Breach shows you. What does that mean? Breach is an entity, like I said, yes. But he's also more than that. Please, can I show you? And Breach won't hurt you. I should say that first. He is here to protect you. And we wouldn't have gone to find you if that wasn't the case. And I know I keep saying it, but it's really something that you just have to see for yourself. And I know that this is a lot all at once. Are you okay? Yeah, are you sure? I know, it's intense, and this was a really fucking intense day. And The day is not over yet, but you're doing okay. Good. I want to show you who and what Breach is. But to do that, Breach has to sort of combine us to reveal himself. I'm not explaining this well. Okay. When Breach shows himself to us, we need to be together. We'll be kind of traveling. So when Breach helps us to travel, we sort of get fused into a single entity for a short time. And I know how this sounds. I know. Please understand that. I know how this sounds. I have done it once before with somebody when I was first introduced to Breach. And it can be... it's like, it's pleasurable, and it sounds like it would be weird, and it kind of is, but I have also never felt a bliss like it before. And when we get to the other side, that feeling will fade, but it'll still be there a little bit. I'm just trying to prepare you for what to expect. And I know, believe me, I know what this sounds like, but with your permission, I'd like to show you now. No. He doesn't fuse our bodies together or anything like that. Just our essence, I guess. So, will you let me show you? You nodded and reached out for my hand. Okay, thank you. What you are going to see and feel is a little strange, but it is beautiful too. I gripped both of your hands tight and I smiled at you. Okay, Breach, we're ready. The walls faded from view around us as a shimmering shadow seemed to leak out of the walls. We were falling. And with that sensation grew a sensation of indescribable pleasure. I know it's strange. Feels good, doesn't it? For me, it's like someone has gripped me and stroked me in every direction all at once. Oh, but I get to feel it through my whole body. Like, almost too much sensation. Oh my god, it feels so good. You feel so good. Oh my god, I can feel you. Can you feel me too? Yeah, what about when I touch my stomach? You feel that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can feel you feeling it. Oh my god. It's amazing, isn't it? We're kind of caught in a space without time right now. Yeah, we can kind of spend as long as we want in here. And we can actually use our bodies together here to make it even better. If you want. Only if you want. Yeah, better. I know. It's hard to believe. Oh. But. Can I touch you? Yeah? Okay. Oh, just touching your skin is gonna feel pretty amazing for both of us. Are you ready? Okay. It's intense, right? Whoa. Oh, okay. I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna touch your nipple and rub it really gently. Oh my god. Oh, that's a good one. I feel it too. Wow. And can I put my mouth on it? Alright. Oh. Is it too much? Is it too? No, not really. Stop for a sec. Even just the pleasure of being in your body can be too much. Okay. Do you want to know what it feels like for me? Like if you touch me down there? Okay, let's do it at the same time. Okay, I'll touch you, and you touch me too, and we'll feel it together. Okay, this is gonna be really intense. Okay, are you ready? One, two. Don't be nervous. It's gonna be amazing. Three. Oh, wow. It's so different. Oh my god. But like, it's kind of the same. Wow. That's what you feel like. I'm kind of jealous. Oh my god. Yeah, that's what I feel like. Oh, that's so intense. Oh my god. Okay, I have to stop. Okay, wait. How about we just do just you first, okay? Okay, I'm gonna touch you again. Are you ready? I've heard it. How many nerve endings were in the clip? Man, I didn't imagine how intense it would be. Are you starting to get used to it? Yeah, me too. Oh, God. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, my God. Oh. What's incredible is I know exactly how to touch it because I feel it too. Okay, wait. You touch me now. Okay. Oh, how does it feel? It's different. Yeah, I know, right? It's so good. Yeah. Okay, stop, wait. There's kind of a danger of getting caught doing this forever. I know it sounds like it would be okay, but we have to be careful. We have to be really. Wait, really? Let go. Oh, let go. We have to be really careful in here because, like I said, this can draw people in and they can get stuck in here. And the other thing is that you can't have an orgasm while here. So. Fuck, it's hard to stop. Because I can still feel you. Okay, wait. Okay, let me focus. We gotta get out of here. Because there's still something more to show you. Okay. Okay, Breach. We're ready to come through the other side now. The blackness faded around us, and the falling sensation slowed until we were just floating, naked. Little points of light began to fade into view, along with some massive figures slowly drifting by. As our eyes adjusted, the figures came into focus. Creatures. Massive creatures. Shaped like whales, but with huge ridges down their back and no fins. The little points of light were stars. We were in space. The creatures were the size of planets. They had their own orbits of little moons and other large creatures. This wasn't the cold, harsh space of our universe. This was warm and enveloping, crackling with life. Little motes of life began to swirl around us, riding on currents of energy as we floated among them. Taking breaths was sweet and felt invigorating. We could still feel the connection to each other's mind and body, though not as strongly. I saw the wonder on your face as you looked around at this new sight, this vista. Something I had felt the first time I visited this place a year ago. There was an ecstasy to visiting this place. I let you take it in as long as you needed. It was always a shock to come to understand that reality was much bigger and stranger than you had ever imagined. Everything you see here, this entire place, is Breach. To say he is an entity doesn't really capture the whole picture. This is why I had to show you. This entire universe that we're currently in has an intelligence. Breach is this universe. Both a place and a being, and the sum of all that lives within. It's a lot to wrap your mind around. No, our universe doesn't have an intelligence. It's kind of unique in that way, actually. And it's why Breach is able to enter and exert some influence on our world. And it's this place where those men who chased us want to get to. And they can only do it through me. And now you, actually. Breach imprints on people. Two at a time, usually. A man and a woman, but not necessarily. When Breach imprints on two people, a kind of bond is formed. And I think Breach might have printed on you before we met, and I think it's why he wanted me to find you. So, there you go. Pretty soon you're going to be able to hear Breach talk to you. But it takes some time to learn how to hear it and to grow that connection. And there's maybe one more thing you should know. There are others like Breach, but they're not all as good-natured as he is. Some of them are actually a pretty serious threat. And like it or not, I think we're kind of in this together now. But listen, listen to me very carefully. You are not in this alone. I grabbed your hand. There is so much we still need to talk about. But first, I'll say that Breach wanted me to tell you that he's got your back. And I do too. 100%. So take a really good look around, okay? Because we're going to have to leave. But we will come back here again, okay? We're going to have to at some point. But for now, Breach, I think we're ready to go back. We found ourselves not in my safe house apartment, but instead in the lobby of a building I didn't recognize. It was closed, whatever it was. The lights were off, and it was empty. Floor-to-ceiling windows were letting in the glow of the city, bathing us in a bluish light. Okay. You know how I wasn't sure how I got into that restaurant before? Yeah, it's happened again. It happens sometimes after exiting Breach, and there's something we have to do here. But I can't talk to Breach from here, so we'll have to figure it out for ourselves. Oh, there's another thing you should know. Your bond with Breach will grow, and you will be able to carry him further away from Breach points just like I do. And that's just going to take a bit of time, too. You'll be able to do some pretty incredible things with that when you carry Breach. Oh, I also wanted to say, we will probably feel the attraction between us grow very quickly and very intensely. And that's just kind of a part of the bond through Breach. But I'll just ignore it if that's what you'd prefer. Okay. I'd hope so. We're going to feel things pretty intensely. And I want you to know that if you ever need to, you know, talk about it or just, you know, de-stress, I'm here. I will be here for you. But for now, let's just take a look around and see what the hell we're supposed to do here. This was a strange new reality that you were adjusting to. I knew that. But our bond was exceedingly strong. I knew this because the first person I was bonded to was gone. But I wasn't ready to tell you about that yet. There would be time. There would be time and places outside of time. I hoped it would be enough to do what we had to do before. Well, there was time before that conversation too.